The Blue Jays open the WDA season with a sweep of Minot, and we check out your scores from Blue Jay and Jimmy Athletics from last night. I'm Jaron Matheny with the latest in your local sports from NewsDakota.com. The Jamestown volleyball team improved to 8-0 on Tuesday night at Jerry Meyer Arena as the Blue Jays took down Minot in straight sets, 25-17, 25-20, and 25-18. Jamestown recorded five aces in the first set as Bernadette Newman, Edie Hagerly, and McKenna Nold all capitalized from the service line. Newman and Haley Hawkinson led the way with four kills apiece in the opening set. In set two, Jamestown rallied from a 19-16 deficit, scoring the final 6 points of the set to win 25-20. Senior Riley Joseph had a key ace at the service line for Jamestown, and she was on the service line for the final 5 points of the second set. Minot tried to rally late during the third set, but an attack error ended the match as Jamestown finished with a victory in straight sets. Newman led the way with 10 kills and three aces. Hawkinson finished with eight kills for the Blue Jays. Next up, Jamestown is on the road on Thursday night at Bismarck Legacy. The Blue Jays play at Williston on Saturday before home matches next week against Turtle Mountain and Bismarck St. Mary's. And now a look back at last night in Blue Jay Athletics. Boys soccer falling 2-0 at home against Bismarck High. They'll be at home against Mandan on Thursday at 7:30. Girls golf finished 7th at the Legacy Invite yesterday with a team score of 380. The Blue Jay boys tennis team lost 7-2 at Mandan. They'll be in action next Thursday, September 6th. At Valley City. And University of Jamestown women's golf team placed 4th at the MSUM Maverick Invite yesterday. The UJ men's team took 3rd, while Jackson Warner finished 1st at the MSU Maverick Invite. UJ will host their fall invite out at the Country Club September 12th through the 13th. If you want to check out the latest happening in your local sports, you can always find us at NewsDakota.com.